Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. We're pleased to present you with our inaugural podcast, launching an exciting new feature in our journal. Joining me are Editor-in-Chief Bill Stanley, Senior Associate Editor David Cass, and Associate Editors Nan Kinnegy and Leon DeWint.
Thanks, Kara. First, as we take over the editorship, I'd like to thank Alberto Nagelletti, the past editor, for really piloting the journal into a great position where we give very fast, fair reviews with a short time to first decision. We'll continue along that path, but we will be making some changes. Basically, the way I see the journal, the big strengths are that we publish full papers with no arbitrary page limit or figure limit or word constraints. And we have a really straightforward manuscript format that people like. Our emphasis is on quality. We want novel, important work. We don't really care about fashion or trendiness. And we're going to continue along that line. We will be making some changes. We're going to be using this podcast format really to highlight papers. We'll have discussions between reviewers and editors about what's really cool about a paper, what's novel, what's important, and where should this field go. And that'll be stuck on our website as a short, pithy, 5 to 10 minute podcast about the science. And the things that you don't say in a paper will be in those podcasts, and will really, I think, draw attention to the journal. We're going to bring in a lot of innovation, and I have here with me some of the associate editors and our editorial manager, Kara Keehan, and we're going to talk about some of the changes we're going to make. One of the changes we're making is to increase the number of review papers and particularly focus them on topics and methodology and things that are unique to cardiovascular physiology, and that will be spearheaded by David Cass. Dave, you want to address that?
Sure, Bill. No, a very exciting time, I think, for the journal. We're going to move forward in trying to increase the overall number of reviews that we publish each year from around 2% of our total published papers. That's about 10 to 12 reviews per year to more than 25. That would be essentially doubling total number of reviews. The review topics that we've already got, we've already secured nearly 40 reviews just within the last couple of weeks since we first met and discussed possible topics. These topics are really going to emphasize the integrative nature of physiology that the journal is particularly suited for reporting. So electrophysiology changes, hypertension, metabolic syndromes and metabolism. These are just among some of the topics, and there'll be themed reviews. I think for the first time for AJP, where we coordinate a number of papers all under the same general subheading. With organization and leadership by a associate editor from the board to pull these whole things together in a general theme.
One of the things, as I mentioned earlier, we have expanded the team of associate editors and also more editorial board members from outside of North America. And we have with us here Leon DeWint, who's from Maastricht, who will be serving as associate editor. Leon, you want to give us the European perspective on the changes we're making?
Sure. Thanks, Bill. I was truly honored by the invitation to join the Associate Editorial Board. As you may or may not know, at this moment, the journal receives about 50% of its papers from outside the U.S. Europeans really are keen on physiology and integrative physiology. Of course, we also know the journal as being unique in its high quality and its fair and fast reviews. And I think it was really a visionary move from Bill to include non-US scientists on the editorial machinery, let's say, with persons like Kita Kase from Japan, AJ Shah from the UK. And of course, we also have Fabio Reccia from also in the U.S., but basically he has a double appointment in Pisa and Italy, and yours truly from the Netherlands. Whether or not that last one is a smart move to include Dutch on your journal, that might be still a point of discussion. But I'm very proud to give our reflection on the journal.
Those are good points, Leon. The journal has a very solid impact factor. It would be higher if we published a lot of review papers, but our original investigations are comparable to other peer journals that have higher impact factors merely because they publish more reviews. We'll be publishing more review papers, but we won't go as high as other journals that really will publish 20-25% of their papers as reviews. Just as a stunt, really, to increase their impact factor. We're not going to do that. The emphasis will continue to be on quality science, and we'll leave it at that.
One of the things I comment about reviews is that the plan is for AJP to publish a number of methodology-oriented reviews, and these are the kinds of things that typically get scattered about in other journals, are very important to physiologic investigators. And often get, whether they're cited or not, they get used a lot for sure. And I think that's most important. And we'll try to bundle these also in a thematic way.
One of the areas that has really been emerging is the area of systems biology and integrative physiology. Nancy, do you want to comment on that?
Well, I think that the American Journal of Physiology Heart has always been sort of the natural home for these papers. It's a journal that allows publication of longer format papers that are often needed for integrative studies and for systems biology studies. And many of those studies, at least in the cardiovascular field, come out of the cardiovascular section of the American Physiological Society. And again, this journal has sort of been the natural home for studies from that section, perhaps not as much in recent years, but I think it still has an exciting vision for the journal to sort of take that back.
Great. There's been really profound changes in academic publishing in the last few years, and with that, we'll be making changes to the journal to keep up with the pace. Carrie, you want to address some of those changes?
Absolutely. We see investigators, especially young investigators, are blending their work and personal lives more and more. And that really is what social networking is all about. So I see this as a goldmine opportunity to expand the reach of the journal into unique channels of communication and marketing. The question really is, how can we get more eyes on our content? So our plan is to post on Facebook and tweet on Twitter about new issues and new articles in press, new podcasts like this one, our upcoming review collections, and all kinds of new initiatives and features as we launch them in the journal. More eyes on your content increases readership, and it's a really exciting time for the journal.
You know, Leon, it's really hit me strongly that Europeans and also Asian countries, they really put a lot of emphasis on this impact factor. What's the perception in Europe?
Really, there is a drive to try and force scientists to publish their work in the highest impact factor journals. Especially, there must be a place for integrative physiology and systems biology where there's a little bit more space to address methodology in particular this journal where it's a citation over years.
I agree, Leon. I think what you might be stating so eloquently is that the true value of AJP Heart and Circ is not necessarily measured just in its impact factor.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
I'd like to thank you all for participating in this roundtable discussion, and thank you all for listening.